whatever. What is your background? There are seven deadly sins that causes destruction in this world. Of course, there are many, many kind of sins. But today I want to speak about the seven deadly sins. By the way, the list of the seven deadly sins is not something that I have made it. It is made 2,000 years ago by the early church fathers, by the early fathers, apostolic fathers, and the early Catholic church, and go on in Protestant. So it's not something that I have made it, but it is actually made 2,000 years ago by the early church fathers to train the newcomers, to give them, to teach them how to live a life worthy of Jesus Christ, a life that will lead them into blessing and not destruction. And that is why they made the seven deadly sins. Sins, not only that you will go to hell, because I don't believe that every sin can be forgiven by God, because we believe in Jesus Christ. We believe by the grace of God we are saved, not by our deeds, but by the grace of God. But when we say seven deadly sins, it means seven sins that lead to destruction here on earth for your life. And it can even it can have consequences for your eternal life. But that is between God and you. But I believe that every sin is forgiven. So when I say seven deadly sins, it has to do with this world and it has to do with our life today. So there is a list of these seven sins. And in fact, to every sin, the early church fathers give also the name of a demon. But I'm not going to preach about that. I'm not going to preach demonology today, because that's a subject on its own. So number one, the first sin the church fathers called the deadly sin is the sin of lust. The sin of lust. What does lust mean? Lust means usually thought of an excessive thought or desire of sexual nature. Lust, the sin of lust. Lust has two departments. One is sexual lust, and the other one is what I call it luxurious lust. But later on, I will explain about that. But most of the lust is sexual lust. Is a sexual lust. And if you remember, Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 27 and 28. We have it on the screen. You don't need to open because we don't have much time. Jesus Christ said, "Have you ever heard in old times, 'Thou shall not commit adultery'? But I say unto you that whoever looks at a woman with lust, after her, she has committed adultery." You have already committed adultery. Now, of course, there are many beautiful women or men, your eyes may fall. That's not what Jesus Christ is talking about. But what Jesus Christ is talking, when you look at a sister, a brother, with an evil heart, you are lusting after that person. That is one of the fatal sins that you can do, and it can lead into destruction. By the way, the biggest economy today in the world, don't be shocked, according to United Nations report, the biggest economy in the world, it has the highest income in the world, is sex industry. More than ever before, men are addicted to improper sex lifestyle. Women are addicted into improper sexual lifestyle. Can you understand that when you are looking at a person with lust, with the point of doing the most stupid things to get hold of that person, just like what David did, sneak around through the window of his house, saw Bathsheba bathing, he took Bathsheba, he killed her son, her husband, and made herself to be his. You see, one of the biggest problems in our world today is lust. Carnal lust. Carnal lust. Fornication is the biggest problem today. And there are many people who have problem with fornication. Who cannot hold with one woman, who cannot hold with one man. They have more than a boyfriend, more than many boyfriends, many girlfriends. They cannot be with one person. You see, this is a problem today in our society. And the early church fathers already said, Jesus Christ already said, that lust The carnal lust is destructive. A carnal lust is destructive. For example, in the sexual industry that now we have all around the world, in the internet, in the red light districts, and the men that are going and visiting them, do you know that most of these women are abused, poor women that have been promised they're going to come to Europe to get a job, they're going to get a contract, but they end up in human trafficking. United Nations report says that the human slavery that is taking place in the past 10 years or so is bigger than the entire slave trade during the 1500s. Why? Because men and women are lustful. And this lust destroys not only the society, but it destroys the person who is after lust. Lust is one of the biggest destructive sins in this society. And it ends up with destruction. Of course, every sin God forgives. That's not what I'm talking about. But that doesn't mean that you sin and then go and ask God forgiveness and then go and sin. And you see, that's not what we are talking about. But the biggest, the number one in the list of the early church fathers, they call it a destructive, deadly sin, is the sin of lust. Longing for another man's wife. Longing for another man's husband, woman's husband. Longing for another man's children, wives. Can you understand? This is a sin. It destroys lives. It destroys society. It creates human trafficking. It destroys the world. Is somebody listening to me? Lust. Sexual sin. One man told me, Pastor, pray for me. When I turn left, I see naked. When I turn left, I see naked. It's true. Naked is everywhere. You are a human being. Your eyes can fall on naked. That's not what I'm talking about. But what are you doing with the naked? Are you planning? Are you going behind? Are you going behind those things? It's destructive. Most marriage problems are sexual problems. Is somebody listening to me? So, you know, when we are talking about, for example, one husband, he has a wife here and then he had one wife in New York. He had one wife in Paris. I'm not joking. He had one wife in this Berlin. So I asked him, brother, why do you have... You see, he said the territorial spirit is different. So when I am in New York, that's another life. So there I have my own wife. When I am in Berlin, is a different territory. Then I have another... So in every country that I am, I have another wife. My friend, that is lust. God made man and woman, Adam and Eve. He didn't make Adam and Eve and Agnes... And Julia and the name, suddenly I forgot the names of the women, Sandra and all. One woman, one man. Don't say Solomon had many wives, that's why he fell down with his head. Don't say Abraham, God never told Abraham to have many wives, he chose to have many wives. Please, I'm asking you, lust is very, very, very dangerous. It can destroy life. That's why the early church fathers, they call lust number one. Is somebody listening? The second deadly sin, they call it gluttony. Gluttony. What does gluttony mean? Overeating. Oh, you are looking at me. It's written in the Bible. Don't say, oh, Pastor, you are now losing weight. That's why you're preaching it. No, I'm saying the serious. Gluttony is, according to the early church fathers, the second sin, deadly sin. It means overeating, waste of food. Waste of food. Overindulgence, overconsumption of anything to the point of waste. Some of us, we are eating ourselves to death. Hey, you say, Pastor, you may say, Pastor, what is your proof? I will prove to you. One of the sins of Sodom and Gomorrah was overeating. Our world today, like never before, there are people who are dying from hunger, and there are people in this part of the world that are over fat. Is somebody listening? More than ever before, we are consuming hamburgers, Burger Kings, McDonald's, like never before we are consuming junk food. Whereby in the other part of the world, people are dying from hunger, and the Bible says this is a deadly sin. Gluttony, overeating. Some of us, sometimes when I look at even all of us in Europe, we throw food away. We cook food, it's over waste, we throw away. We like to eat and eat and eat and eat. Gluttony is a sin. For example, the lust to eat, the lust to have. One of them is Esau selling his birthright to Jacob. You remember that? It was a gluttony. Just on that moment, the soup is delicious. He sold everything. Just for that moment. People are over fat these days. People are, you know, eating more than they can. Almost 25% of the world population lives under the absolute poverty. Whereby we in Europe, we in America, we in the West, we have all the abundance. We are 80 times richer and fed than those in the poor countries. Is somebody listening? Gluttony. Gluttony is a sin. Is a deadly sin. Anything that goes to the point of waste. How many times we eat? Oh, it's overfull. Overfull. And we throw it away. For example, Esau selling his birthright. The other one is Israelites. You remember Israelites? In Exodus, in Numbers chapter 11 verse 4. Numbers 11 verse 4, it says, when Israelites escaping from Egypt, they complained, who shall give us the flesh to eat? We remember the fish, which we did eat in Egypt freely. The cucumbers and the melons, the leeks and the onions and the garlic. And they cried out to God, God, we want meat. And God threw meat. They eat so much meat, they vomit out of their noses. That is gluttony. Gluttony, not being happy with what you are eating. Some people, they always like to eat delicious, lekker, lekker. Some people, they always want to have meat in the food. If there is no meat, you say to your wife, ah, don't we have enough money? There is no meat inside. You say, Pastor, how do you know that? I did it also. It's a sin. That's why I was over fat. In 1 month, I was 98 kilogram. Today, I am 87 kilogram. Today, 1 month now, I'm 87. Because you need to take care of your life. God will not come and give you health. You need to take care for yourself. Is somebody listening? Gluttony, overeating. Eat this, eat that. Food. Another example in the Bible is in Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 49. Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 49. It says, one of the sins of Sodom was gluttony. And this is the verse. Ezekiel 16, verse 49. Now, this was the sin of your sister Sodom. Sodom. She and her daughters were arrogant, overfed, and unconcerned. Overfed and unconcerned. What does overfed mean? Do you know how many cows we are killed? Hello, can I talk today? Can I open my mouth today? Some of us, we are over spiritualizing everything. Do you know why there is drought in Africa? Do you know why every year the sub-Saharan Africa become more desert and desert? Do you know why? Because of fast food industry. Because of fast food industry. They are cutting the bushes in Amazon for these companies like McDonald's, Burger King, and all other fast food companies. And they are planting soyas, or they are burning the bushes, and then they are doing lands for cattle that are going to be slaughtered. And because of that, it does not rain in Africa. Because of that, it does not rain, because the bushes in Amazon produced rain in Africa. But because of the fast food industry that some of us, we are, even myself, are chopping, that's why Africa is losing its green. And then we cry and say, it's the devil. No, it's not the devil. It's our lifestyle. Some people said, if the entire United States of America stop eating fast food for 1 week, the world environmentally will be 1 year ahead. Can you understand that? Gluttony, we are feeding ourselves, we are eating ourselves to death. Hamburger and fried chicken and whatever. I did it myself, believe it. But let us stop gluttony. Let us not eat more than we can. Let us not put in this stomach. My friend, let me tell you something. The stomach is something. The more you give, the more he wants. The stomach is very, very arrogant. He doesn't listen to anybody. The more you give to his stomach, he will still say, give me, give me. Even if you don't give me, go kill somebody and give me. I don't care. I remember about one man. In fact, I was laughing. One man, in those days, you don't have microwave. This big man, he can be my father. Because he's so hungry, he took a frozen meat from this freeze, and with a knife he want to, my friend, that is frozen, and he cut the entire hand. They hospitalize him, he just because of food, you see, my friend. And after you eat the food, then you say, ah, why did I eat so much? Next time, no, let us start today. Let us bring discipline to our food life, because the food that you eat today is somebody's life somewhere else. The banana you eat, maybe it's from Colombia. The coffee you take is from Africa. People are working for that. And what do? We waste them. It's a sin. It's a sin. That's what the Bible says. It's a sodomic sin. We are overeating ourselves. Large cola. You know how much sugar is in one cola? Do you know? Maybe 20 or so, I don't know. 20 sugar in the cola. What is wrong with water? In the beginning, God made Coca-Cola? No. God made water. Hey, gluttony. Gluttony leads to destruction. Why? Heart disease more than ever before. In Western countries, people are dying from heart disease and head disease and, you know, all kind of fat kind of disease. Why? Because we are overeating. We are eating unhealthy food. We are eating bad food. God made you to care for your body. God made you to care for your person, your temple. And we need to care. Otherwise, we'll die earlier. Is somebody listening? So the first one is lust. Lust that leads to adultery and human trafficking and prostitution and name it. Gluttony, it leads to overfeeding ourselves, overfatting ourselves, and destroying even environment. That is what gluttony is. That's why God hates it. God dislikes it. Gluttony. Is somebody listening? Number three, deadly sin, the destructive sin, is greed. Greed. Greed is a sin. Greed is a sin. Greed means excessive desire to pursue wealth, status, and power. The desire to gain more wealth, more status, more power. Greed causes men to die. Greed causes men to steal. Greed causes men to cheat. Greed causes men to lie. Do you know that is greed? Now, don't get angry to me, but I'm going to say something. Do you know that our capitalist world today is based on greed? That is why we are collapsing. What does greed mean? Let the people work for you, but you give them less money and you make a lot of profit. That is what is happening. Is somebody listening? That is greed. To be greedy is destructive. That is why we don't pay enough the women who are working in India. We give them maybe, we let them make a shoe for a famous company. We sell the shoe here for 100 euro, But the wage of this woman is not even 1 euro a week. That's greed. But greed also means that you enjoy your life, you eat your food, you enjoy your happiness, whereby your own brother, your own sister is suffering. The end of that is destruction. The end of that is destruction. Having more. How many more you want to have? How many house more we want to have? How many shoes more we want to have? How many dress we want to have? How many bags we want to have? How many? My friend, if you have extra, give them to us. We send them to those who don't have. Hey, greed. Greed to have wealth. Greed to have a status. Greed to have power. Greed causes men to steal. Greed causes men to even kill others. The book of Proverbs chapter 15, verse 27. Proverbs 15, verse 27 says, a greedy man brings trouble to his family. A greedy man brings trouble to his family. But he who hates bribes will live. He who hates bribe will live. But he who loves greediness will bring disaster to the family. It is true. How much? My friend, let me tell you something. Money is like a fish. It runs away from your hand anytime you have it. I can guarantee you today. If you have 20,000 euro, you will be only happy for one day. Tomorrow you want 40,000. And if you have 40,000, then news will come is true. If you put this money in this business, your 40 will be 80. And because of that, you don't care what kind of business it is you put. And tomorrow you see even what you have is gone. Then you will begin to cry, Pastor, pray for me. They cheat me. The devil did it. They did juju against me. No, my friend. Put wise investments in your life. I am telling you, if you have 1 million euro, you are still not happy. Because when you have 1 million euro, your desires are higher. Then you want to have the things that cost you 2 million. You are no more going to be happy with the Gucci shoe. No more. A guy who has a million, he will not wear a Gucci shoe. He will wear a crocodile, this 25,000, and I don't know, a 100,000 watch. You will never be happy. I guarantee you, if I give you money, you are only happy for 1 month. After 1 month, you are still crying. That's the life of a human being, greedy. We want to have more and more and more. But the Bible says, when you have more and more, you need to share with others. You need to share with others. There are people who need help here in this church from some of us who have. Not that we rent our room. Oh, don't open my mouth. The immigrants. We give one small room to somebody, and you know the price is 150 euro. You're asking already for 550. You see, we are in Europe. It's difficult, and the life is difficult. You don't have paper, and I give you for with 550, you can rent a house. And we are asking for it. Why? Because of greedy. Because we want to have more money. I don't say don't make money. Everybody must make money. But the greed is bad. Greed is bad. To cheat a friend for greed or like that. So, number one is lust. Second is gluttony. Third is greed. Number four is a terminology. It's called sloth. And what is a sloth? It means so many things. It means laziness. It means indifference. It means ignorance. It means ignorance, indifference, and laziness. Most of the time, it has to do with work. It means disliking to work. Disliking to work. Many people, they want to get easy money. They don't want to sweat for it. Hello? Is somebody listening to me? That is a sloth. It's true. Let me do this. I get money easily. Let me buy this lottery. I get money easily. Let me do this. I'll get money. And you don't want to work hard. My friend, a man should work for his life. Look, I respect social welfare system. I think social welfare is only for those who are handicapped or those who are sick or cannot work. You should stop the social net. How do you call that? Social welfare system. Only for those who are really in need. But nowadays, people say, I ask the young people, what are you going to do after life, after your education? I don't know. I'm going to be, you know, I'm going to tell them I'm jobless and I'm going to get money and I'm going to put it every month in my money and I go holiday and this and that. That's why the government don't trust people anymore. My friend, a young man should work for his life. Even if it is cleaning, do it. Even if it's washing toilets, do it. Even if it's cleaning the street, do it. Because that is where you start. That is where we go high. We should not be ashamed of the work that we are doing. But we should eat the money that we are working for. But the society today is not like that. The society wants to get easy money. The society wants to cheat others to get money. Cheat government to get money. Cheat this to get money. But that is not what we Christians want. We Christians want to sweat for our money. Hey! Is somebody listening to me? You see, but the sloth does not mean only disliking to work, but it also means ignorance. It also means indifference. That is the sin of a sloth. What does it mean, indifference? You know somebody is in problem. You know your brother is in problem. You close your eyes and you don't see. That is what is our world today. Our world knows that people are suffering. We close our eyes. We don't know. We don't see. Ignorance, is a sin. Ignorance is a sin. Sloth means ignorance. Sloth means laziness. Laziness. Lazy people will never prosper in life. Somebody listening to me right now. Lazy people will never prosper in life. Lazy people want to sit and they want bread to come to their mouth and they want one angel feed them this side, one angel feed them this side. They want to relax. No, that is not life, my friend. Laziness leads to destruction. Laziness leads to death, my friend. You should do something, even if you don't get money for it. Not everything is with money, my friend. Not everything you can buy with money. Hey! Do something. Do something in your life. Don't be lazy. Even if you don't get salary, do something. Go in the street, do something. Begin to pray for the street. Begin to pray for neighborhood. Begin to intercede for the neighborhood. Do something. Look at your neighbor, say, do something. Hey, laziness. We don't want to read the Bible, we want the pastor to read for us. We don't want to live a Christian life, we are waiting for the pastor to do the Christian life for you. No. Laziness. Let me tell you something. I don't believe in organized church, but I believe in fellowship. The Bible says don't stop fellowshipping with one another. Some of us, we are lazy to fellowship with one another. Some of us are even lazy to go to church. Why? Today I don't feel nice. But if we say, come in the morning at 10 o'clock and we'll give you a job or we'll give you this money, you will see the people standing in the lines to come. They will come on time. Now, come on, is somebody listening to me? Sloth, laziness. We don't want to do anything and we want the blessing. It's not possible. People who are blessed, they work hard. People are blessed, they do things. Not for the sake of money or fame. They do it for the sake of goodness. Sloth means laziness. In ignorance. Some of us, we are ignorant. I have my Dutch passport anyway. Who cares if Wilders or Milders come to power? It's not my problem. I have already mine. Whereby there are undocumented immigrants suffering on this moment. We don't do anything about them. It's true, the migrants coming in this country, they are like that. It's true. Maybe out of 10 migrants, 2 of them are criminals. But what about the 8? No, what about the 8? We are ignorance for social justice, for righteousness. We are ignorance. We close our eyes. We have to open our eyes. It's a deadly sin. Hello? Number 5, we have 2 more to go. Number 5, the number 5 deadly sin is uncontrolled anger. Uncontrolled anger. There is a difference between anger and uncontrolled anger. Everybody can be angry, that is normal. But this one is uncontrolled anger. The book of Ecclesiastes says, in chapter 7, verse 9 says, do not be quickly provoked in your spirit, for anger resides in the lap of fools. Do you know what anger can do? Anger can cause disease and sickness in your body. Because when every person becomes angry, you produce a kind of hormones in your body that are destructive. That's why they made the research that anger, people who are easily angered, they are easily angry for everything. These people have a bigger chance to die earlier, to get cancerous disease and all kind of that. My friend, why are we so angry? At the end, we're all going to die. Why we are always irritated with everything that comes to us? Live life, relax, man. Look at your neighbor and say, relax. Uncontrolled anger. Just for nothing, we become angry. Somebody is driving the car slow and you are behind, you want to go faster, you are angry. Hey, this man, this, and you use even bad word. Why? Why are you angry if your husband is not in mood today? Why are you angry? I'm telling you, why? Anger causes sickness in your body. Anger is in the lap of fools. Fools get uncontrolled anger. I was a fool before, but I am no more a fool today. I know what is it to be a fool. I'm not talking about you, I'm talking about myself. Before, I was a fool. I could get angry, so hey! I had a very, you know, long souls. If you tread on them, I'm angry already. Why? Why? You live only one time. Are you angry all the time? Angry to your wife, to your children, a stupid man, a stupid husband, this is stupid family of yours, this is stupid mother of yours, this uncle of yours. Why? You know, every time you are using that, you are killing yourself. You are destroying yourself. Put some smile on your face. Put some joy on your face. Are we not Christians? Are we not followers of Jesus Christ? We should have the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Uncontrolled anger. You know, uncontrolled anger can cause bitterness. Ephesians 4:31 said, get rid of bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Get rid of it. It's not in the hand of God. It's not in the hand of demon. It's in your own hand. Get rid of your anger. Anger is very destructive. Anger can kill you. Anger can cause heart attack, my friend. High blood pressure from anger. Hey, somebody listening to my teaching today. So that is number five. Angry. All the time anger. Let me give you a story. I was in a very big crusade. A very big crusade. And they brought a woman who looked very angry and sad. If you don't have the Holy Spirit, you think that she is demon possessed. So the people brought her to me and said, Pastor, and the husband was also standing there, Pastor, pray for this woman because she is a devil. I said, brother, sister, this woman is not a devil. This woman is angry. You said, Pastor, how can you say that? I said, no, this woman is angry. You know why? Because the husband that stands with her very holy and laughing, this husband is an adulterer. And nobody knows about it. Holy Spirit revealed to me because that is my gift. In this church, I cannot use that gift because I know you very well. Then you say, ah, pastor knows already. That's why he's telling me. But in other countries, when I look at the person, I know already his life. So I said, listen, this woman is not demon possessed. This woman is hurt by her husband. Why? Because the husband commit adultery and he never told you. Hey, the husband begin to shake and the woman begin to cry. She hugged me and wept bitterly. And I said to the woman, woman, don't be angry. Release that husband. He need deliverance and help, not you. You see, my friend, anger can cause depression, sadness, sorrow. Why? Why always angry? Some of our women, I'm sorry, not in the church, I'm in women in general. So don't say pastor said in the church. No, in general, women, You can become so angry to your husband just for small things. You send him to go do the grocery, and in place of buying sweet onion, he buy bitter onion. You're already angry. You are punishing the poor guy. Why? Be happy that he bought it for you. Hey, by being angry, you are reducing your life. I'm sorry to say, and that's destructive. Two more to go. Number six, deadly sin is called envy or jealousy. Envy or jealousy. Jealousy and envy means extreme desire, I repeat, extreme desire to have and own what others have at any cost. That is jealousy. And in Ghana, we say jealousy go shame. You see, what does jealousy mean? Jealousy means to extremely desire to the point of frustration to have something that you don't have but others have. That is jealousy. Some people, when have you ever seen that kind of people? If some people are prospering, they are, you know, doing well, they become depressed. They become sad. Even some of them can be your friends. You come and give your friend the good news. Hey, I have a good news. I have found this, or I received my papers, or I found my partner in life. In place of they are happy, they are going to have a sad face. Are you sure you are talking about it? You know, because I've been in this country for many years. I still don't have my driving license. But how can that be that in one time you already have it? Are you sure? Maybe that is, you know, that's jealousy. Jealousy, jealousy. How can that man be in Holland for so many short years and he has it? But well, look at me. I'm a good man. I pay my tithe and offering in the church, and I'm doing ministry and this. You see, how can that man receive it? No. This is from the devil, this man. And that's from the devil. You see, that's jealousy. Jealousy, my friend, jealousy. Envy in somebody else. Envy in somebody else's car. Envy in somebody else's house. Envy in somebody else's children. Envy in somebody else's wife. I'm telling you, that's jealousy. Envying when your friend prospers and you don't, you are got jealous. Why didn't I get what he has? I deserve it more better than him. And when you see that person, oh, praise the Lord. Oh, lovely. And you hug that person strongly, maybe her anointing can come to you. It's somebody, they can tap anointing. One guy came to me to hug me, pastor, like this. I said, brother, you are choking me. He said, what are you doing? I'm tapping my anointing. I said, no, you are stealing my anointing. Don't tap my anointing, my friend. Anointing is passed through, authorized, not stealing, my friend. Tapping anointing. You see, jealousy is a big sin. Jealousy can cause you to be frustrated, angry, suffering, being a lonely person in the house and sitting and watching everybody, what they are doing, and you yourself are burning inside. That is jealousy. That is jealousy. Jealousy means neither shall you desire anything that belongs to your neighbor. You want. If the neighbor buy a car, you want. If a neighbor has this, you want. I had a kind of friend like that. If I have something, immediately that person want to have it also. That's jealousy. That's jealousy. Last point, but not least, is very important. The last point, the last deadly sin, according to the early church fathers, is called pride. 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 Or vain glory. Vain glory. Pride or vain glory. What does that mean? Pride means that you think you are better, higher, high class, better churchgoer, better Christian, higher Christian, holier Christian, blowing to people's faces, falling down Christian more than the other one Christian. I am the educated one. I am the higher one. I am coming from the high class family, high class society, high class clan, Ku Klux Klan, whatever clan you are from. That is pride. That is pride. I am better than you. One time, one pastor, you know, he gave me the impression that telling me that he's better than me. Who cares, my brother? Whether I am better than you or you are better than me, to God be the glory. Yeah, you know, in our kind of church, when you know, do the handkerchief like this, already 20 fall down. I say in my kind of church, I don't know in this church, but if I do, not even one fall, no problem. It's not about falling, it's about changed life. I have most of the time experienced people have fallen on the floor, they have a very good carpet time, but when they stand up from the carpet time, they go out, they are still the devil themselves. Only the truth can set you free, my friend. Hallelujah. Carpet time. I'm not against falling. But nobody is better than anybody. Nobody is higher than anybody. We are all human beings. We all go to toilet and our toilet smells bad. The same thing. Whether you are a big pastor, you are a small pastor, whether you are a holy man of God, you are a bishop, you are an evangelist, you are an apostle of the apostles, you are the archbishop of Rome, it doesn't matter. Your toilet, it smells the same. Pride. I am from this tribe. In my country, this tribe, we don't move with that tribe. We don't give our girls for that tribe. That's why you are in a mess. My education is higher. My social class status is higher. My father was a diplomat engineer. My father was a reverend doctor. Who cares? Who cares? Be humble. Be humble. Hi. Pride. Pride is very bad. The Bible says, Proverbs 13 verse 10 says, pride only breeds quarrel, but wisdom is found in those who take advice. Proverbs 13 verse 10 says, pride only breeds quarrel. It's true. You bring two proudful people together, I bet with you within 1 hour they are fighting because they want to show off who is better. Is somebody listening to my message right now? Pride. Pride can destroy. Haughty spirit, haughty eyes. Some people, the nose is very big. They look like this to everybody. Everybody is small, they are big one. Pride. Some countries can be proudful. Some countries that I don't mention their name, maybe they will sue me. They think they are the boss of the world. They think they have the high technology. They have the nuclear and this and that. And they can go and control every country. That's pride. And Martin Luther King prophesied that that pride will fall down. So there are 7 deadly sins. I repeat. 1, lust. 2, gluttony. 3, greed. 4, laziness. 5, uncontrolled anger. 6, envy or jealousy. 7, pride. And I want to, vainglory or pride. And I want to close with this. I want to close with this. The researchers made a big research in the world. And they come to conclusion that women, most of the time, suffer by the sin of envy. And men suffer by the sin of lust. This is the biggest form of sin in our world today. Woman by jealousy and man by lust. These two are top scoring among the 7 levels. Woman envy, man lust. To finish this thing, the early church father, they give Lucifer to be the demon of pride, Mammon to be the demon of greed, Asmodeus to be the demon of lust. This is the king of demons. One of the 7 princes of hell, they call him. Leviathan is the demon of envy. Beelzebub is the demon of gluttony. Satan is the demon of wrath and anger. And Belphegor is the demon for sloth. And all of them has its own teaching. Brothers and sisters, I want you to stand up right now. Oh my God.
We hope you have enjoyed this program. We are delighted to hear from you. Please write to us and share what the Lord has done to you through this tape. You can write your testimonies to Samuel Lee World Evangelism, P.O. Box 12429, 1100, AK Amsterdam, the Netherlands, or email to info@slwe.net. You are also welcome to visit our website at www.slwe.net or www.samlee.org. Remember, you are loved.
God is a spirit, and they that worship must worship in spirit and in truth.